Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Nini. How may I assist you?
Hi. I had received a debit from my account, and the information was this number. And I don't recall ordering anything.
May I have your zip code so I may assist you at the same time while you tell me your story?
Absolutely. 18252.
Okay. And your first and last name?
Greta, G-R-E-T-A, Carminati, C-A-R.
Oh, do you see your information, Ms. Carminati? So go ahead. So I'm going to look at your account as you're talking to me.
Okay. I'm just wondering what the charge was for, because
okay.
If it's something that I forgot, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. We'll see now what's on your account.
I think it was like $56 and change.
Could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
155 Owl Creek Road, Tamaqua, Pennsylvania, 18252.
So I do see a purchase of the Pulse Examiner and the membership fee for the discount store. How may I assist you?
I thought that Pulse Examiner was only, I only had to pay shipping and handling. I didn't realize there was a membership fee attached to it.
Yeah. So the terms and conditions are very important. So you do have the free Pulse Examiner, and you pay only shipping and handling. And then simultaneously, you are part of a membership for a discount store that you can shop on, and you get a $125 voucher. For that store.
I'll tell you what, is there any way I can cancel that membership now?
If you would like to, yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay, 1 minute for me, please.
Sure.
And then I can give you a cancellation number in 1 moment.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Ms. Carminati?
Yes.
That cancellation number is?
Okay.
C like Charlie?
Yes.
Then 260?
260.
142?
142.
663?
663.
Okay, so okay. No more charges, no more shipment, no more membership.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your help.
The best to you. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.